Good afternoon. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Most of the state just went through 24 hours of record-breaking warmth. This morning, record warm overnight lows were felt across Wisconsin. Many left the house with no coat, which is a rarity for the end of October. At 6 this morning, temperatures statewide were in the upper 60s to low 70s. The entire state can now display 2024 as the warmest October 30th morning ever. It blew the old records out of the water by 5 to 10 degrees in some spots. This after record high temperatures were reached statewide on Tuesday as we spiked into the low 80s. But of course, there was a good base to jump off as Tuesday morning's lows were also making history warmth. Now a potent cold front approaches, which will drag temperatures down a good 30 degrees or more. With such a sharp difference ahead, expect storms to spark up tonight. Some could even be severe, especially in the southwest. The system will bring much needed rain, heavy at times, especially into areas of central Wisconsin, where 2 inches of rain isn't out of the question. That could create some flooding. Meanwhile, northwest parts of the state are prepping for a wintry mix overnight and potentially snow flying across many northern counties throughout Halloween. Kids dressing up and trick-or-treating can expect blustery colder winds whipping and temperatures crashing bone-chilling at night. In fact, the entire state falls below freezing overnight and remains seasonal and much cooler to close the week. Richland County will begin the new year with a balanced budget. County Administrator Candace Pesch gave a presentation of the county's proposed 2025 budget during a public hearing at last night's county board meeting. The budget highlights included an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800, and short-term borrowing done with a local bank saving approximately $20,000 in bonding fees. No general fund balance, contingency funds, or ARPA funds were used to balance the budget of nearly $42.6 million. Following the public hearing, the Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the 2025 budget, which includes revenues from the county sales tax in the estimated amount of $1.5 million, and that the sum of $10.3 million be levied on all taxable property in Richland County for county purposes for the year 2025. Pesch also reported that 3 banks were approached for the short-term borrowing. The county will go with Community First Bank at a 4.5% interest rate. Andy Phillips from the Wisconsin Counties Association presented revisions and amendments for the county board rules. Serving as Wisconsin Counties Association attorney, he was asked to look at these rules. The main rule facing the board is that only members of the committee may sit in on closed sessions of standing committees, whether they are a county board supervisor or not. The rule, titled Exclusion from Closed Session at Committee, Other Board or Commission Meetings, it states that a board member that is not a member of a committee, other board or commission may be excluded from a closed session portion of a committee, other board or commission meeting upon majority vote of the committee, other board or commission. Also amended was the procedure for enforcement of rules. If the board rules are violated during a meeting of a board committee, other board or commission, the board chair or other presiding officer of the meeting shall have all powers under the board rules to immediately bring a board member's conduct into conformity with the board rules. If appropriate, the board chair or other presiding officer of the meeting may report a violation of the board rules to law enforcement for purposes of taking appropriate action, which may include removal of the offending board member from a meeting and/or issuing a citation for disorderly conduct. In addition, the board chair or other presiding officer of the meeting shall refer the matter to the Executive and Finance Committee to determine what, if any, further sanction is warranted. The Executive and Finance Committee shall make a report to the County Board as soon as practical and provide a recommendation as to the appropriate sanction, if any. The County Board shall make the final determination on the appropriate sanction, if any. The board approved the amended rules of the board on an 18-2 vote, with Supervisors Elaine Hendricks and Mary Miller voting against. A number of provider contracts were amended last night for Richland County Health and Human Services. They include with Southwest Workforce Development Board of Platteville, originally for $120,000, amended to $150,000, due to an increased need to provide contract employee services to Richland County Health and Human Services. With Driftless Counseling, LLC, doing business as Trailhead Therapy and Mentoring of Viroqua, originally contracted for $900,000, amended to $1.5 million due to an increased need for a variety of services to comprehensive community services consumers in the Behavioral Health Services Unit. With Northwest Counseling and Guidance Clinic of Siren, originally contracted for $90,000, amended to $150,000 due to an increased need for crisis intervention services and crisis clinical consultation for the Behavioral Health Services Unit. With Roots Residential AFH LLC of Racine, originally contracted for $250,000, amended to $325,000 due to an increased need for an adult family home for individuals being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit. With Red Maple Consulting Services LLC of Gays Mills, originally contracted for $150,000, amended to $225,000 due to an increased need for a variety of services to comprehensive community services consumers in the Behavioral Health Services Unit. With You Are Enough Counseling LLC of Avoca, originally contracted for $100,000, amended to $160,000 due to an increased need for a variety of services to comprehensive community services consumers in the Behavioral Health Services Unit. And with Cooley Region Psychiatric Services SC of Onalaska, originally contracted for $35,000, amended to $50,000 due to an increased need for clinical psychiatric consultation. Also approved for Health and Human Services were the 2025-27 Richland County Aging Plan and participation in a state program providing specialized transportation assistance. The Richland County Sheriff's Office has a new canine. Canine Raven is partnered with Deputy Isaac Gerber. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved to pay Von Litch Kennels Incorporated in the amount of $20,325 from donated funds for the purchase and training of Raven. In other action, the Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the purchase of Office 365 licensing from CDWG in the amount of $69,435 and the implementation to be performed by Booz Allen at a cost not to exceed $42,625 for a total cost not to exceed $112,060. The purchase of network switches for Pine Valley in the amount of $28,023 from JCOMP Technologies, an amendment to the fee for the rezoning of parcels, which are not new land divisions, set at $125, for the Natural Resources Standing Committee to apply for and accept a lake monitoring and protection grant from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The ability to issue a citation for disorderly conduct with a motor vehicle to an individual if he or she engages in boisterous, unreasonably loud, or otherwise disorderly conduct. For the county to be able to issue a citation charging an individual with contempt of court if he or she engages in misconduct in the presence of the court, which interferes with a court proceeding or with the administration of justice, or which impairs the respect due to the court. Disobedience, resistance, or obstruction of the authority, process, or order of a court, refusal as a witness to appear, be sworn, or answer a question, or refusal to produce a record, document, or other object. Working with the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance and the Wisconsin DNR was approved awarding bridge replacement, totaling $65,900 to the lowest bidder of Custom Manufacturing for all work to be completed by December 15th. For the Sheriff's Office to sell surplus firearms to current certified law enforcement staff of the Richland County Sheriff's Office. The termination of the EMS MC ambulance contract for billing since billing has not been done consistently. And the acceptance of donations to Simons Recreation Complex from the Simons Foundation. Donald Trump is scheduled to hold a campaign rally at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon this evening. In remarks at his Mar-a-Lago estate Tuesday, Trump pushed back against Democratic criticism of his Sunday rally at New York City's Madison Square Garden. Trump said there was love in the room and it was love for our country. Trump will be joined in Ashwaubenon by former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, and is expected to talk about the economy and border security. Also Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris will be holding a campaign event in Madison. Both candidates will be back in Wisconsin on Friday. Trump has a rally scheduled for Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The location of the Harris event has not yet been announced. Ahead of her visit to Wisconsin later today, Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris delivered her closing arguments in Washington, D.C. Tuesday night. Harris promised to listen to experts and give people she disagrees with a seat at the table. Harris also said that it is time for a new generation of leadership in America, and she is ready to offer that leadership as the next president of the United States of America. Harris is slated to speak in Madison today before returning to Wisconsin Friday. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin has now reached 45% higher than it was 4 years ago, and with a large number of absentee ballots already cast, it may take some time to obtain election results. But Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf says that process is transparent. Wolf said every step of that process, every ballot that's counted, will be counted in the public eye. She said there are really no secrets over what's happening or why something is taking as long as it is. It's all observable and open to the public and the media to be a part of that as it's happening. Wolf says the tally of absentee ballots and the post-election audit of the ballots will be taking place in every community in Wisconsin and is all observable by the public. Polls show the Harris walls and Trump fans' presidential tickets in a practical tie in Wisconsin. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was in Oshkosh encouraging supporters to bring voters to the polls on November 5th.
So important from an economic perspective, so important from a democracy perspective, so important from a women's right, from a climate change perspective. Do everything you can, and you can make a difference, really. And you got a few hundred people in this room, you go out, bring 200 or 300 other people out, it makes a difference in an election which could be so very close.
Former President Donald J. Trump will be in Green Bay area today, and former President Bill Clinton will be campaigning for Democrats up and down the ballot on Thursday. If Eric Hovde is elected to the Senate, the Affordable Care Act is on the chopping block, says U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Tammy Baldwin is seeking her third term as U.S. Senator. She's being challenged by Republican Eric Hovde.
In this race, in my race, the contrast could not be more stark. My opponent, Eric Hovde, wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, stripping millions from their health insurance. I helped write the Affordable Care Act when I was in the House of Representatives.
Baldwin took her Get Out the Vote bus tour to the Green Bay area last night.
Baldwin is in the Fox Valley before heading to southwestern Wisconsin today. The election is Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court will not step in to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the Wisconsin ballot. The former presidential candidate dropped out of the race this summer and endorsed Donald Trump and wanted to ensure that his name was not on the ballot in battleground states. Courts in Wisconsin upheld the state's law that only a candidate's death could remove them from a ballot. Tuesday's ruling also applied to a similar situation in Michigan. The court previously ruled against Kennedy's attempt to be re-added to the New York ballot. Fall 2024 enrollment increased by 1.2%, or 1,900 students, according to official 10th day enrollment counts released Tuesday. Total enrollment across the system is 164,431, and it's the second straight year of enrollment growth across Wisconsin's 13 public universities. Figures show 8 universities saw enrollment growth for 2024, but 2-year branch campuses saw enrollment drop by 22%. UW-Madison led the way with 51,791 students, followed by UW-Milwaukee with 22,683, and UW-Oshkosh with 12,964. UW-Superior saw the smallest enrollment at 2,819. This day and age, many of us do our banking, pay our bills, or do other activities online that requires personal information. To have quick access to that information, it is usually stored on personal computers and mobile devices. When this is done, it is important to take steps to make sure you have good data protection, including an important step. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Secure your Wi-Fi. Your wireless network is the gateway to all the Wi-Fi enabled devices in your home. So to protect your connected devices, replace the default Wi-Fi network password and router admin password with a strong password. Keep your router up to date by visiting the manufacturer's website to see that there isn't a newer version of the software available for download and see if you can set up auto updates for your router. But keep that Wi-Fi secure by having that password and only use it for your devices. Don't just hand it out to anybody who's visiting your household. And if you do, change the password if they're not somebody that you can, really confidently trust.
When computers and mobile devices are not being used at home or on the go, it is a wise idea to secure them.
Set your computer and phone to lock when you're not using them. Doing this in combination with having the device password protected prevents unauthorized access to your device if you step away from it or lose it. And losing a phone or laptop can be incredibly stressful, but it is even more stressful if it falls in the wrong hands and you have a password manager that has all your passwords, or you keep that personal information on your device, such as a credit card in your iPhone or your smartphone wallet there. So you want to be very cautious and be sure that your phone is set to lock when you're not using it.
Michelle Reinen also suggests backing up personal information in case it disappears from your computer device.
If your device is infected, stolen, hacked, lost, damaged, whatever one it might be, you might lose most of the data on it unless you've backed it up. And you can back it up and should do so regularly, either manually or by setting it to auto backup. And two of the most popular backup methods are cloud storage or an external storage device that you may own and place in a secure location. But you have options there, and you just want to be sure that you are creating those backup copies of your information to protect that digital privacy.
If you suspect your information has been stolen, or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcp@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. World Stroke Day was this week. It's a day to underscore the serious nature and high rates of stroke. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The day helps raise awareness of stroke prevention and treatment and ensure better care and support for survivors. Dr. Fareed Suri is Aspira St. Luke's Stroke Program Medical Director. He said strokes happen because of clogging in the blood vessels.
The risk factors for those clogging up of the blood vessels is blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and smoking.
When a stroke happens, it's important to act quickly to stop the damage to the brain.
When a blood vessel gets clogged up in the brain, the part of the brain is not dead right away. It stops functioning, but it is gradually dying over time.
That's why it's so important to be fast when someone is having a stroke. Hence the symptom acronym BFAST. It stands for balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, terrible headache. When someone is having these symptoms, call 911 right away. The sooner they get the care they need, the better their brain will recover.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is joined today by safety partners, organizations, and community members from across the state in celebrating their commitment to road safety during Wisconsin's fourth annual Buckle Up, Phone Down Day. This day encourages all drivers to buckle up and put their phone down every time they are driving in a vehicle. Partners are sharing the message to their organizations, community members, and social media followers. Distracted driving is a leading cause of crashes across the United States. In 2023, there were 9,261 crashes related to distracted driving in Wisconsin, resulting in 23 fatalities and 3,582 injuries. Cell phones are a major cause of distracted driving. Taking your eyes off the road to read or send a text for just 5 seconds while traveling at 55 miles per hour is like driving the length of a football field blindfolded. The Buckle Up Phone Down Challenge encourages motorists to focus their full attention on driving. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. A 2023 survey found that 8% of Wisconsin motorists do not wear a seatbelt. The Buckle Up Phone Down Challenge helps educate drivers and passengers on the dangers of not wearing a seatbelt. Almost half of those killed in a crash in Wisconsin in 2023 were unbelted. With some simple changes in behavior, Wisconsin drivers can stop deadly trends on the roads. Always buckle up every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same. Put your phone down and avoid distractions while driving. If you must use your phone, pull over to a safe location. Texting while driving is illegal in Wisconsin. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. Wisconsin Act 115 was signed into law in December 2021, creating this additional protection for roadside workers. It is illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone when driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. Handheld or hands-free cell phone use while driving is against the law in Wisconsin for any driver with a probationary license or instruction permit, except to report an emergency. Today, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Health Services recognized the 50th anniversary of WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children Supplemental Nutrition Program, by proclaiming the day Wisconsin WIC Day statewide. The WIC program provides access to key health building blocks at critical times in life before and after pregnancy, while breastfeeding and during infancy and early childhood through nutrition education, breastfeeding support, and supplemental foods for children and their caregivers. In the summer months, the Farmers Market Nutrition Program provides additional benefits to families participating in WIC, specifically to buy fresh, local produce from farm stands and markets across the state. The country's first WIC clinic opened its doors in Pineville, Kentucky in January 1974. Later that year, Wisconsin's WIC program began a pilot with the Great Lakes Intertribal Council WIC program, Green Bay Area Free Clinic, and Menominee Tribe. Within the first year, Wisconsin WIC had a total participation of 1,300. By 1980, WIC had expanded to over 55 locations, including Wisconsin's two major urban centers, Milwaukee and Madison. By 1990, the majority of the current WIC program was in place. Today, Wisconsin has 61 WIC agencies, reaching every county in the state and serving more than 90,000 people each month. Each year, these agencies support more than 130,000 people, including 38% of all babies born in the state and over 25% of Wisconsin children up to age 5. Learn more about the WIC program and find a local WIC agency near you on the DHS website.